the First After Friday. I'm your guest host, Harper. Today, I'm going to be telling you about Calendar Mysteries, December Dog by Ron Roy. It is about finding a lost puppy on Christmas Eve. Chapter 1. It's a puppy! Let's go see the puppies, Nate said, and the Christmas decorations. Lucky added, it was the afternoon before Christmas. Nate, Lucky, Bradley, and his twin Brian were in the twins' backyard playing with their
Basset
hound, Pow. I can't believe tomorrow morning is Christmas, Brian said. Pow barked at Brian. Do you think dogs know it's Christmas, Nate asked. He just wants to go for a walk, Brian said. Come on, pal. What? To go see some puppies? Bradley asked. He snapped Pal's leash on and the kids started walking towards Main Street and Green Lawn. The four kids were best friends. Nate's older sister, Ruth Rose, was friends with Lucky's cousin, Dink. Bradley and Brian's older brother, Josh, was also pals with Dink and Ruth Rose. The sun was behind the dark clouds. Snowflakes were falling behind to cover last week's snow. Yippee! We can have a Christmas snowball fight later, Brian said. He stuck his tongue out and catched a snowflake. Main Street was busy. It was Christmas Eve. Some people were still stopping for parking. The parking
lot
behind the supermarket. It was crowded. Light poles were decorated with shiny red bolts. Christmas carols playing from speakers. A plastic Santa sat on top of Ellie's diner. Maybe Mr. Wong will let us hold the puppies, Nate said. Dr. Wong owned Furry Feet, the pet store on Main Street. The kids knew that she had puppies up for adoption. But when they got to Furry Feet, the store windows were dark. The sign was turned off. Furry Feet is closed, Lucky said. The kids put their faces against the cold glass. Powell stuck on his hind legs and sniffed the window. The wooden box stood behind the glass. A few dog toys were scattered around in the box. Food and water bowls sat empty in a big sign of the box said, the puppies have gone to good homes. Merry Christmas. Inside the shop were
cages
of mice, rats,
ferrets
and
parakeets. The tains of fish, no puppies. But Mr. Wong has found homes for all of them, Nate said. Bradley thought Nate looked sad. Maybe you'll get one of Christmas, he said, smiling. He knew that Nate really wanted a puppy. No way, Nate said. Tigger is the only pet my parents will let me have. It's so not fair. The other three kids knew all about Tigger. Ruth Rose's cat was big and sassy and had long, sharp claws. I bought Ruth Rose one of these little
mechanical
mice. Nate went on. It was a remote, so she can make it go on all over the house. Trigger will go crazy chasing it. Cool, Bradley said. Maybe our sister will give you a medical dog, he joked. Nate shook his head. Probably more socks, he said. Every year, it's socks or mittens. Then Pal barked. He tugged on his leash and pulled Bradley towards the shop door. It's closed, Pal, Bradley said. Mr. Wong isn't here, said Pal barked at a pile of snow outside the door. He climbed over the snow. Bradley heard a small whimper. He saw two shiny black eyes and a skinny, tall
tail
wagging back and forth. Look at that, Pal found, Bradley cried. The other kids looked over Bradley's shoulder. What is it? Lucky asked. Woof! The thing in the snow said, jumping.
Jackrabbit
Snake said, it's a puppy.